Thank you, Jennifer.
So thank you, Adam. Sorry, I gave too many long answers at the
end. No.
You're clearly passionate about what you're doing.
This is, you know, I was down in Haiti a little over a year ago, just going down there and, you know, and helping and, you know, seeing that, you know, we didn't even get into Haiti and this stuff. But, you know, you feel it's easy to feel overwhelmed and like you're not doing anything.
Right.
And that's, you know, that's a tough feeling. On the other hand, you know, you're doing things that a lot of people could be doing who don't. And so there's this element of, okay, we're doing something. And it's just, you know, the answers, I think, are what you're doing, which is to write about it, publicize it, and continue to bring it in front of people. And that's empowering.
Yeah, it is. Thank you. And it is also, I think it's empowering. I didn't make this point, but I think it's empowering for people who have lives that are taking care of patients and their community. It's important for people to realize how lucky they are and how crucial it is that the structure that comes from the sanity of a medical and public health system that works is what we should be strengthening in our own society and then helping our government and civil society transport and build up in other parts of the world. And so that this sense of being part of a world order, I feel, is one that is available to U.S. doctors, but we need to make it a little bit more easy for them to develop that sense.
Maybe we can have, you know, with all the Medicare support for residencies, maybe Christy's a residency director, a family medicine resident here, and maybe the residents should have some dedicated time of service for support of them getting a lot of subsidized care for their residencies.
Mm-hmm. I think so. I think that would be amazing.
Yeah, I think really they would enjoy it too, and I think they would profoundly change how they practice and think about these issues, because it's abstract until you're over there helping.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And you know, family medicine and emergency medicine are the two best specialties for the kind of work that's necessary. And I would say, really, although people in family medicine have a harder time leaving their practices than emergency docs do, you're embedded in, you know, family care, preventive care, public health, and community care, and that is the approach that is really necessary in humanitarian medical response.
Well, you're singing our song. We're certainly appreciate this extra time that you've taken to talk with us and to be with us today. And we're gonna capture this last element on Behind the Scenes, which we'll post on our podcast and, I mean, on our blog, and that you'll be able to listen to also.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's great
talking
to you.
Thanks very much. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.